This was Lia Kohl, and the song was titled Car Alarm Turn Signal, which is, it makes sense when you listen to it. Yeah, in the end here you could actually hear the sound of the car, which seems like it was being interpreted the whole way through. Okay, I've gotten so many great submissions via email and other places, so there's so much good music to put into the radio today, and I'm sitting with the list and I don't really know where to go, because it's there's so much good stuff. There's a new single from Mariam the Believer. It's called Dreams, and maybe that could be a place to start. First off, we should hear a little greeting from Mariam that she recorded to the Lake Radio some years ago.
My name is Mariam the Believer, and my band is Mariam the Believer, and Wild Birds and Peace Drums, and you are listening to The Lake.
Dreams, what are they made of, and what will let them free? The door that is locked and the letter that is sealed, the heart that is broken, the man walking in a minefield, his mind being silent and body disgraced. He was running away. Waking up all alone, but at least no one to worry for. Protection, what is that? Humanity, when we fight like savages. Salvation, what can give us that? A place where kindness matters most of all.
This is what I'm What?
Questa scultura discoidale è interrata su file e piani diversi. Il suo spessore risulta fragile, levigato. Ma quello che non possiamo ignorare sono queste minuscole incisioni che lo ricoprono. Fori e linee in rilievo che ne tempestano la superficie. La formica scriva atta, aiutata da Selanta e la sua sinistra fedele Vuolma, venne invasa da qualcosa che le riempì la testa. Allora queste, accese ad unisono, incisero un solco diverso ancora più profondo, dalle pareti sagomate di materiali cristallini. I profili e i rilievi erano cromati, tagliati di sbieco, precisissimi. Cosa poteva essere quella luce che le aveva investite? Che cosa poteva essere se non un messaggio divino? Quella lince dalle zampe di fiori minerali fu la prima a scoprirne la presenza. Era notte e la sua iride era larghissima. Ed ecco che non una preda, ma il profilo fine di quei piatti ne richiamò l'attenzione. Odoravano di pelle di serpente umida. Erano diversi. Cenere, fango e una specie di muschio dalle trame geometriche lo ricopriva fino a metà. Ma eccoci proiettati nelle membra di questo insetto che vede e oltrepassa con i suoi pensieri tutto ciò che noi non riusciamo neanche a pensare di poter.
Frizza, è caldissimo.
matrice delle ali. Il suolo è ruvido, grumoso. Una salita gommosa, però pare piuttosto flessibile, sì. Non ti preoccupare, adesso puoi muoverti. Oppure resta immobile su questa pietra corteccia. Ecco, adesso ci provo. Provo il primo balzo. Una goccia spaventosa si rovesciò di colpo sull'insetto, che si appannò come se quel velo l'avesse imprigionato in una forma lucida, una cavalletta d'acqua. Non ci posso credere. Sono almeno a 3 metri. E non mi par niente. L'aria è sottile. Il salto la riasciugò parzialmente e così andò a posarsi su un masso nero liscio, caldissimo. La sagoma ricurva ne rispecchiava il fianco. Zinco fragile e granito parzialmente liquido si irradiarono nel suo essere. Sento che ci sono delle linee vetrose, dei sedimenti. C'è quella roccia poco più in là. Il vetro, con basse soluzioni volatili, in questo caso acqua, possedeva alta quantità di cromo, azoto, cosa che ci può far pensare ad un'alterazione meteoritica. Vetro, acqua, cromo. Questa roccia dentro è parzialmente liquida.
You are listening to The Lake Radio. This is New Drops, the show in which we pour new music and sounds into the lake. What you just heard was Sumaccia Group, an Italian musical ensemble, which in a short while will be performing here in Copenhagen at Festival of Endless Gratitude. It's taking place from the 3rd till the 5th October, I think, and actually around just the same time that some of the staff from the lake, including myself, will be going to Berlin for a festival called Signals to Noise. Both festivals are highly recommended, and if you are in either city, I think you should consider going. Sumaccia Group made this piece, which is sort of a fable, I think, a musical fable, but it's hard for me to know much of the story because I don't speak Italian. But what I can make out from a description online is that it's a fable about a scribe ant, a prophet cricket, and a mummified mantis. And I think it sparks some imaginative images in my head when listening to it. So another artist playing at the Festival of Endless Gratitude is Sunun, which is from the UK, and who makes this sort of abstract dub electronic music. I've brought this track, which is called Untitled Levels.
Drinking your wine, drinking out of your mouth.
You'll have to excuse my absence on the mic these past few tracks. I'm sitting here in the office of the Lake Radio, and I found a leftover bag of chips with jalapeno flavor from our party this Saturday, and I've been snacking on those, as well as snacking on the music with you. I hope you're still listening out there. This was Ulla and Perilla of their new record, Jazz Plates. And I think we should stick with that thread of jazz and listen to Black Artist Group.
voglio che lo chiedo e giocherà che mo domera. Io mi darò da rumore, il muore a mamma va. Ora non mi contare a mulla giocura per un punto giocherà che mo domera. Lo romeri qua io lo re. Ah, ma è vero da è. Vabbè.
This was Ekuka Morris Sirikiti, and you are listening to The Lake Radio. This is New Drops, the program in which we pour new music and sounds into our ever-growing radio stream here at The Lake Radio. So I have been playing a lot of music today that was submitted to us via email, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone listening now knew that it's something you can do, either if you are a musician or a label or a listener who would like to recommend your own or someone else's work, you can send it to us via email at submit@thelakeradio.com. And we are so ever grateful for all the great people sending us music to play. And I think where we will go now is to Svitlana Niano and the song called Episode 3.
Thank you. Kuch baat toota hai na main na ka purga ima toota anan ko toota para na pe pura urum bila veelu na ya ko pe pura na yu ko yara ja urum bina
was Keanu Nielsen, a young Aboriginal Australian artist coming from Papunya, yes, that's how it's pronounced, I think, just northwest of Alice Springs, and he's an interdisciplinary artist working with painting, poetry, and music. We're just about approaching the end of this show. Thank you so much for listening. It's The Lake Radio and the show New Drops.